Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hell yeah. I mean, hell yeah. We're not going to play Manic Monday again. Saints won. LSU won. Hell yeah. Feels good. Well, at least one of the cranes came down fully. I was there at the demolition site. That was so blank and loud. I mean, I was not prepared for it. I really wasn't. I mean, I thought, okay, it's going to be loud. It stunned me. I mean, absolutely stunned me. And I know so many of you heard it, even though you were not even near it. So it was just, it was wild. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. Also, it appears as if there's going to be no debate between Governor John Bel Edwards and Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi. Apparently because Rasponi does not want to debate Edwards. Should the Republican challenger debate the governor before the runoff November 16th? Or is he smart to not do it? We're going to open up by talking about the Saints and LSU. The LSU-Alabama game has been set for 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Not this Saturday, but, you know, when what's the date on it? I got it here somewhere. So it's not going to be a night game. I want to start a conspiracy theory here. You know, there's talk that some teams get preferential treatment. And Alabama's one of those teams. When is Tiger Stadium toughest to play in? In the afternoon or at night? At night. So could they try to take that advantage away from LSU by scheduling the game Saturday afternoon at 2:30? I don't know. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think it's always fun if you can on a Monday to, you know, start a conspiracy theory. Anyway, it was just a thought. You know, I remember when the Saints were just using the all-white color rush uniforms maybe once a year. I love those uniforms. I loved them when they first put them on, and they're using them more often. I don't know that that's necessarily a good luck charm. I don't want to believe in those kinds of things, but, you know, they're playing well in the all-white uniforms. I love the all-white, love the all-black. The rest are, it's Saints uniforms, so they're good as well, but I love the all-white and the all-black. Anyway, the Saints are 6-1. The success of the Saints in the absence of Drew Brees is being attributed to what? Stepping up. The defense is stepping up. The offense is stepping up. Coach Payton's play calling and everybody is stepping up. Without being critical, imagine if everybody continues to step up when Drew Brees returns. Who could beat the Saints? And I bring this up not as criticism, but I bring this up as acknowledging human nature. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a text. It's the game this week against Auburn. Okay, I'm wrong. No conspiracy. The game is in Tuscaloosa. My apologies for that. It's Auburn this week at Death Valley. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys correcting me on that. So I want to get back to this thought, and this is not criticism of the Saints. This is really just acknowledgement of human nature. And it doesn't matter what you do in your life. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. Teamwork is important. And have you noticed that sometimes when the chips are down, sometimes when somebody is missing, people work harder? And that's what's being said of the Saints. And I don't think there's any way to doubt that. Would anybody have thought the Saints would be 6-1, 5-0 with Drew Brees out And then in the last game against the Bears, Alvin Kamara and Jared Cook are out. Three key players. Two really extremely key players. So they're stepping up. And whether you're in sales or construction or whatever, do you notice that sometimes if somebody's missing, you step it up? What if we stepped it up all the time? Now, you know, there may be times, and there have been times in my career, when I knew somebody really important was listening to my show. This is over the years. And I guess there's a little tendency to want to do the best show you can, but I have to be honest with you. I don't know if anybody's listening right now. I don't know if there's any important people listening. I don't know if anybody's listening. But I really do try to do the best job I can every day. That just doesn't make me a great person. Doesn't make me a super person. But there are far too many people who just do what they have to do. And, you know, I'm from this area, so I'm very familiar with this attitude. It's a New Orleans thing. It's a South Louisiana thing. Just doing enough to get by. Well, you know, this is the way we do it, and this is all we have to do. Man, what if we all stepped it up? In a lot of ways, the way the city of New Orleans handled the demolition of the two cranes, I thought they were really stepping it up. And they seemed to do a lot. Of course, I think, look, it's better to be safe. But when I was walking to my car from my apartment building to the station, and I saw that Poydras and Camp Street were blocked off because of the demolition, I'm thinking you could fire a cruise missile from the site of the Hard Rock Cafe, and it would not get through all those buildings to get to that point. So it seemed a little ridiculous. But again, it's better to be safe than abundance of caution. I'm all for that. But the city has stepped up with that. What if we stepped it up all the time? I mean, what if you stepped it up all the time? What if people around you stepped it up all the time? And again, this is not criticism of the Saints. This is just acknowledgement of human nature that, you know, maybe. In fact, Zach Streif was talking about this when he was talking to Newell the last hour. That there's this tendency, and I've seen this over the years with the Saints, and it happens with other teams too. You get ahead early. Many years, the Saints would get ahead early in games, and they would start to coast. And guess what? They ended up losing the games. And that happened a lot in those 7-9 seasons. And a lot of people don't give credit to the emotional aspect of the game like they should. But look at what this team is doing right now without Drew Brees, and then yesterday without Kamara and Cook. Look what they're doing. They're stepping up. Man, if we stepped up and played like this all the time from beginning to end, and they didn't do it yesterday because 36-25 makes that game seem a lot closer than it really was yesterday. Because it was not that close. And my God, two onside kicks, and both are successful because of the Saints. I know they won. But in a different game, in a different setting, those things can't happen. And as Zach Streif was saying, Sean Payton can use those things to say, hey, you know what? You guys aren't that great yet. And Zach was also talking about how dangerous it is when athletes start to believe what people say about them. It's this complacency thing. Like, hey, they say we're great. We're great. Look, this happens deep in the subconscious of people. Nobody goes in the locker room and says, well, you know, we don't have to try as hard today. But you and I have seen it. You and I have seen the Saints go out and have every reason to just blow a team out, and it hasn't happened. And that's because of the human emotion. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I saw a commercial during the game yesterday on TV for Visa. It featured a bear mascot at a Chicago Bears game, and they used this song. Now, I know this is not just a Saints song, but it seems like we've adopted it. I found that to be extremely offensive. If you want to join us, 260-1870, text is 870-870. And by the way, we've got to spend some time this afternoon talking about officiating. not only on the NFL level, but on the college level. I saw a lot of it over the weekend that was just horrible. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. Yeah, I went to the airport last night about midnight, and we did a video of the boys coming back in town. You think the day will ever come in the NFL and we'll say, well, the boys and girls are back in town. It's like the military, the men and the women. Anyway, the boys are back in town. We were there to capture it last night. It's amazing, you know. You know, you really don't see much, but you see the players' cars, and sometimes you see the players, and sometimes you can't make out the players. There were some fans out there last night at midnight at the airport when the Saints arrived following their victory. And we were out there, and we did capture that. It's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, and you can check that out. Again, it's not that you see much, but I think one thing that people find so exciting about it is just the moment. Just you capture that moment when the team is coming out and they file out in their cars, and sometimes they honk their horns, and sometimes they honk their horns and blink their lights, and sometimes the players themselves have their windows rolled down and they're using their phones and cameras to do video of you, the fans who show up out there. And you know, we're not a lot of fans last night, but they were still fans out there. And we captured it. Again, that's on our Facebook page at WWL Radio. The Scoot Report, which is our daily Facebook video, which is now on our WWL Radio Facebook page, is about the Saints' success and the idea that everybody is stepping up because Drew Brees is out. Now, people are not doing what they're not capable of doing now. They're capable of doing everything they're doing. But there's this added incentive to step it up. And I guess the question is, do you think the Saints are going to lose any of this intensity? Are they going to continue to step it up when Drew Brees returns? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Uptown, James, welcome to our show.
Hey, how's it going, Scoot?
Good, James.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Zach Lyon holding call.
Okay.
On the punt return. I looked at the replay, and I noticed he had a fistful of jersey, his right hand. Now, it probably didn't impact the play and probably didn't have to throw the flag, but I won't say it's a bad call. I'll just say it's a fair call.
It's not a bad call. It's a fair call?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a good call. Saying it's a good call. I'm not saying it's a bad call, but he did have a fistful of jersey.
There are calls that can go either way.
Yeah, so it's not like some of the other calls we get, like the no-to-no call and some of the other stuff we get, where it was just totally the ref was wrong.
Yeah, I think there were some mistakes made, and I'll tell you, I noticed a lot of mistakes made, not only in a few games in the NFL, but also I was watching college football over the weekend. I saw a lot of mistakes made with officiating, and in every case, the benefit of the doubt went to the narrative of the moment. Like, this is the home team, and they've got a chance to pull ahead, and we're going to make the call in favor of the home team that has a chance to get ahead. And I think this comes from a deep, subconscious bias that, as human beings, officials have in them. And we see it happen with the Cowboys. We see it happen sometimes against the Saints. If a call can go either way, watch how many times the call favors the narrative of the moment.
I won't dispute that.
Yeah, it happens. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. James, I appreciate the call. Okay, let's remember one of Latavius Murray's touchdowns yesterday. What a day he had.
Saints back out, I formation. Bridgewater under center. Handoff goes to Murray off right guard. Pushing forward. Touchdown, Latavius Murray. And the Saints punch one in the first drive of the second half.
And in the absence of Alvin Kamara, he did a great job and gained over 100 yards. And you got to give a lot of credit to the offensive line for that as well. After the game, here's part of what Sean Payton had to say.
We're not prognosticators or predictors. We're just trying to improve each week. And I say that. You know, we feel like there's more out there, you know. And so I think they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. I thought, again, that it's hard to win games if you can't rush the football with any type of consistency. And I thought we stopped the run. And then as that game wore on, we ran the ball well.
All right. So after the game, how was Teddy Bridgewater feeling?
Man,
It's a great feeling being able to, you know, come to Soldier Field and walk away with the victory. We knew that coming to this game, it was about attitude. And when you look at the scoreboard, you look at the stat sheet, you know, you watch the tape and you see nothing but attitude from our guys. It started up front. We knew that it was going to be a physical battle. We knew how tough their defense was. We'd heard about it all week. We just knew that we had to play a physical game, and we did just that today.
And what started this confidence? What started this attitude? It was Drew Brees going out. And again, this is not criticism of the Saints, although I guess in some ways it's critical of a team, and the Saints have been a team that has done this over the years. They don't play, they play down to the level of their competition, and they haven't always finished the job. And sometimes you get the feeling that they have relaxed a little bit. And again, this is human nature, and it applies to those of you who are in sales, those of you who are in construction. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. There are those times when you find yourself becoming a peak performer. And then there are other times that you're just kind of coasting. Well, I hope when Drew Brees, I don't think it's going to happen. But I hope when Drew Brees comes back, I hope all of this intensity continues. But let's think about what brought on this intensity in the first place. It was this unpredictable moment when Drew Brees was hurt and knocked out for a series of games. He may come back against the Cardinals this week. You know, I'm no expert, and I know they're going to know what to do. But it makes sense for Brees to be practicing. But it really makes sense for Teddy Bridgewater to carry us through the Cardinals game and for Brees to take a little extra time and get ready, because the next week is the bye week, and then come back, because we've got some tough games coming up. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Edwin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's not only confidence, it's a belief in each other. Now, here's a myth. It's just my myth. Drew Brees hurt his thumb second game of the season.
Yeah.
Don't you think that the Saints might want to show everybody that we got a backup quarterback that deserves to at least showcase his talent?
Yeah,
I do. Now, with that stated, Drew Brees come back after the Arizona game. Drew Brees go down. That we don't have no concern of who's going to be playing that position. I just think because of last year, a lot of the team, you know, picked up the attitude saying we got the game got stolen away from us, got taken away from us last year, and that's time to prove to the world that we're the best.
You know, Edwin, I think that's a good point. I mean, and again, that's really part of what I'm talking about. We're talking about the attitude, this intangible that lives within all of us, that gives us the ability to be peak performers. And I'm sure there are times that you can think of in your professional life and maybe even in your personal life when you just do a little better. And there's a reason you do a little better, but you don't always force yourself to do better all the time. Now, we're human beings. We're not robots. We're not perfect. We're not going to be peak performers all the time. But I think we could all do a better job of doing what the Saints are doing right now, which is stepping up. And, they cannot relax even a little bit when Drew Brees comes back. Because, honestly, Drew Brees has got to get back in sync. It's not going to take long, but he'll have to get back in sync with the team. It's impossible to think that a little time off hasn't had some impact, because that would suggest that, well, it doesn't matter if they play together all the time, and we know how much that really does matter. Here's a text that says it's a team on a mission because of being screwed out of the championship last year. They're focused. Well, I think that's part of it. I think that's part of it. I don't think that's the total motivation for the team. I think they've forgotten about that. In fact, I think the team has done a better job forgetting than many fans. But I do think they're focused. And, you know, revenge is a very powerful, motivating human factor. And so I think there is some revenge here. But I don't know that really drives the team. I really think they just rallied around the idea that we don't have Brees. So we have to be the best we can be. If they're the best they can be with Breeze, I don't know who can possibly stop us. Here's a text that says, Scoot, Teddy is auditioning for his next job and a big payday. Once Drew is healthy, he'll be back on the bench, but he's proven that he has what it takes. Reality like this guy, I'm not exactly sure where it goes from there. But the text brings up a good point. Teddy Bridgewater may be auditioning for his next job. Maybe that job is with the New Orleans Saints. Because if Teddy Bridgewater has done such a great job with the Saints, I'm sure there will be a conversation. Is Teddy Bridgewater the person who should be the heir apparent to Drew Brees? I mean, that will at least be a conversation. But how much would you love the Saints to get a hold of Joe Burrow? And LSU was great in Starkville, beating Mississippi State. Tulane ran into a Memphis buzzsaw. Man, I just kept hoping they were going to rebound, hoping they were going to come back. But, man, they couldn't put it together. And Tulane is having a great year, and they're still having a great year. But they've got some tough games coming up, not the least of which is against SMU, who is having a great year as well. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. A lot of people think that I don't spend enough time talking about climate change. So I'm going to actually talk about climate change with a song when we come out of this break. But right now, this song is for Teddy Bridgewater. It's Buddy Holly's version of Ready Teddy. All right, for those of you who think that I don't talk enough about climate change, I want to take this moment to talk about climate change. There's a cold front moving through here. The climate's going to change this afternoon. Okay, so are we cool with that now? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Water Gumbo. I know some of you are really nervous. Oh, my God, is this guy going to really get into serious climate change conversation? The climate's going to change. What else do you need to know? All right, do you think the Saints will lose any intensity when Drew Brees returns? 85% say no. 15% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from Gentilly, Anne Marie, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, it's another feel good Monday.
I think Drew Brees, I know he's so anxious because when they put the camera on him, he's just so anxious to get back. But I still think he needs more time. Now, a suggestion, he could suit up, but keep Bridgewater in and, you know, Bridgewater chasing him, whatever they're doing, but he could suit up. Now, if we really, really need him, then put him in. But otherwise, just stay on the sideline. I know it's hurting him, but he really needs to heal a little bit more. We need him on the back, the middle, and in the back end. Because I don't want no wild card. I want a straight up playoff. Because wild card, that it's just too hard.
Well, I know, and we know how important dome field advantage is. So it'd be great to have that too.
Yeah. So he could suit up.
Yeah.
But don't put him in, Sean Payton.
All right.
You know, only if we really, really need him. Because I know everybody wants our record not to be so much tarnished or blemished. You know, but he really needs to sit out a little bit longer.
Oh, Anne Marie, I appreciate the call. I trust them, and I mean Sean Payton and Drew Brees. I trust them to make the right decisions. You know, I think there was a time in my career when I said, no, they shouldn't do this. You know, and I would think that I knew more than they did. And you know, I've got a text here that says, thank you for the daily news on the Saints. Who dat? You know, this is not sports talk, and I'm not a sports expert. I'm a fan, just like you. I try to pay attention, and I think I have some responsibility to do a responsible job of talking about the Saints or LSU or whatever, the Pelicans, whatever we talk about. But, man, look, I'm just an enthusiastic sports fan. You know, I'm not the expert. But I like to also focus on the intangible emotional element because you can stack up two teams all you want. And I bring this up a lot because I don't think this gets talked enough. You can stack up two teams and the stats can say one thing and you could just match them up and say this team is going to win. But But it doesn't always work out that way because of this thing within humans called emotion. It's the David and Goliath syndrome. And sports history is littered with cases where it was a team's emotion that carried them. So if a team has talent plus emotion, imagine how powerful they are. And right now, that's what the Saints have. And so if everybody is stepping up, and everybody's talking about how the Saints are, and they are, they have been stepping up. Sean Payton, if this continues, he should be coach of the year. And Sean Payton himself is stepping up with play calling. And it's all because Drew Brees was out. So when we get Brees back, if everybody continues to step up, who's going to beat us? If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Joe Burrow would still have to sit out a year or two on most teams. He gets drafted, so the Saints can take him and make him a third string behind Bridgewater, and then he can learn the system. Bridgewater can take 2 years as a starter. That certainly is a plausible game plan. The idea that Joe Burrow from LSU would be a starting quarterback initially. Yeah, I mean, it could happen because I'll tell you, if I were the Bears, I would sure as hell rather Joe Burrow be in there than Trubisky. And there are some teams around the NFL that need quarterbacks. I would love to see him stay here, not only because he's from LSU, but because he's so good. Here's a text that says, sure hope Teddy Bridgewater doesn't end up in Carolina. Amen to that. From Metairie, Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, John.
Hey, Mike, I'm good.
My whole thing is, I think with the whole the team just got tired of people continuing to say that the Saints cannot win without Drew Brees. Drew Brees is not the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees is part of the team.
That's right.
And I believe the Saints, I always did believe we could win without Drew Brees. My whole thing is now is, okay, Drew Brees come back. First game we lose. Okay, people are going to say he's rusty. Second game we lose. Third game we lose. How many games are we going to give Drew Brees of losing before they bench him and put Bridgewater back in?
Well,
let's be realistic.
Well, Mike, if we're realistic, then we're not going to deal
happen.
With...
It could happen.
It could happen.
Just like you heard his hand.
It could happen.
You know, Drew Brees is not all that people want him to be. Drew Brees bought us one Super Bowl.
Okay.
All these years, he bought us one Super Bowl. Tom Brady bought the Patriots a lot of Super Bowls. People don't want to talk about that.
Well,
he broke a lot of records. Hold up. He broke a lot of records. He got a lot of wins, but we got one Super Bowl. I want a Super Bowl. I don't care who that quarterback. I want a Super Bowl. That's the bottom line. I don't care. You could quarterback if you're going to bring us a Super Bowl. I wouldn't care.
Mike,
I want the Super Bowl.
I understand. We all want the Saints to win the Super Bowl. But Tom Brady winning all those Super Bowls wasn't just Tom Brady. And if Drew Brees had been on those teams with that coach under those circumstances, he would have been the winner of all those Super Bowls. I believe that. I mean, I know that there are people who think that Drew Brees is overrated, and you're entitled to your opinion, man, especially when it comes to sports. I mean, whether it's politics or sports, whatever, entertainment, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And when you judge things, it's subjective. It's the way you see it, the way you believe. And that's okay. But don't discount, nobody should discount how great Drew Brees is. Now, what if that does happen? What if Drew Brees comes back and we lose that game? Well, I doubt that we're going to lose that game if we did. And yet, I don't even want to get into this because it's hypothetical. But if we did, it wouldn't necessarily be because of Drew Brees. So this is really my point of what we're talking about here. This is a team sport, and it's a team effort. And the team and the coaching staff are stepping up because Brees is out. So if they continue to step up when Brees comes back, I don't know who is going to beat us. And we've got tough games coming up. And look, the Saints game yesterday, that was an awesome road win. Awesome. But the Saints let the Bears come back. Even though the game was under control, they still let them come back. And so remember those 7-9 seasons? There are a lot of games where the Saints started off with the lead, and it was as if they started to coast. There were times when I felt like the Saints were believing all of the press about how great they are, and they really didn't try. Even at home in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, they really were not, they weren't as good as they could have been. That's the emotional factor that has been such a turning point in this team's history right now with Breeze out. Imagine if it continues with Breeze. I'm Scooch. We'll be right back on W. And on this Monday, October the 21st, we wish a very happy birthday to trumpet player Lee Lacnaia of Chicago. Lee is 73 years old today. And I'll tell you, I will see those guys whenever I have the opportunity. They are awesome. Got a code word coming up, so you're going to have a chance to qualify to win $1,000 in our Intercom National Cash Contest in just, about 1 minute from now. Should Eddie Rasponi debate Governor John Bel Edwards? That's a question. We're going to ask that question next hour, and we'll talk about that because at this point, no debate is set, and it appears that Eddie Rasponi does not want to debate John Bel Edwards. Is that smart or suspicious? We'll talk about that in the next hour. We've been talking about the Saints and LSU, mainly the Saints. You know, both of them had great victories. LSU undefeated, and then LSU's got a tough challenge at Tiger Stadium this week against Auburn. The Alabama game in Tuscaloosa is set for 2:30 that Saturday afternoon. There's a bye week. Both teams have a bye week before that game, so they will both be ready to go. And you know, I have a feeling that this is going to be the year that LSU beats Alabama. And Joe Burrow is the whole team is just so much fun to watch. And hey, by the way, raise your hand if you miss Les Miles' I formation. Any hands? Yeah, I don't see any. All right, you've got a chance to win $1,000 in free cash. It's our National Intercom Cash Contest. The code word this hour is POST. Text POST to 72881. Text POST to 72881. Next code word is coming up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock. And we never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please don't be foolish. It would be foolish to text and drive, and we don't want you to do that. All right, so we'll continue to talk about the Saints and how everybody is stepping up. Will they continue to step up when Breeze comes back? And we'll also talk about a possible debate between Rasponi and Edwards. I'm Scoot on WWL. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.